Natural and Anthropogenic Climate Change. Chapter 1. Definition of Climate Change. Although the definition of climate change is very diverse, the simplest is the change of the long-term average of the weather. However, the climate is not just the average of daily weather. Variations over years, seasons, and trends are all part of the climate. Therefore, climate change can happen even if the average values of temperature, precipitation, wind, etc. do not change. For example, even though the annual mean precipitation does not change, periods of drought and heavy rainfall can vary, which can be considered as a very significant climate change. The causes of climate change can be broadly divided into two. First is the external causes. If the intensity of incoming solar radiation weakens, the Earth climate will become cold. The Little Ice Age is an example. Second is the internal variability of the Earth system. For example, the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, PDO phenomenon, in which the sea surface temperature over the Pacific warms and colds every few decades, can induce decades-long climate change without external forcing. Both external forcing and internal variability contribute to climate change. The external forcing can be divided into natural causes and anthropogenic causes. Chapter 2. Types of Climate Change. Number 1. Natural Causes. Climate change is attributed to natural changes in Earth's surface, Earth orbit, solar energy and sunspots, and volcanic eruption. First is a change in the surface of Earth, such as the slow shifting of the continents and the ocean floors. According to the theory of plate tectonics, the Earth's outer shell consists of large plates. These plates are displaced at a very slow pace of several centimeters per year. As these plates move, the distribution of continents and ocean basins changes and climate changes accordingly. The map shows the displacement of the land masses from the past 225 million years to the present. North America in the tropics shifted to a mid-latitude. The movements of the continent can also change the distribution of ocean currents and sea ice and affect the climate change. A volcanic eruption is also known to have a major impact on the global climate system. When the volcano erupts, an enormous amount of gas and ash can be ejected into the atmosphere. Sometimes they stay for months to years in the stable stratosphere at an altitude of 15 to 25 kilometers, blocking sunlight. It decreases the temperature of the troposphere. The recent largest volcanic eruption was the Mount Pinatubo volcano in the Philippines in 1991. The temperature of the troposphere dropped about 0.5 degrees Celsius. Because gas released by volcanic activity stays in the atmosphere for several years, it plays a major role in climate variability for many years. However, it is not closely related to global climate change, such as the Ice Age. The third type of climate change is due to natural causes in the orbit change. Yugoslavia's scientist Milankovic suggested that the changes in the shape of the Earth's orbit, as well as the tilt of the Earth's axis of rotation, are closely linked to climate change. He explained that the changes in the shape, eccentricity, of Earth's orbit around the Sun, changes in the tilt, obliquity, of Earth's axis, and precession of Earth's axis of rotation are responsible for climate change. The combination of these three variations is called the Milankovitch cycle. It takes nearly 110,000 years for Earth's orbit to stretch from nearly a circle to an elliptical orbit and back again. The lower the eccentricity, the smaller the variation in solar energy received by Earth throughout a year. The second is the obliquity of the Earth's axis. Earth's orbital tilt varies from about 22.1 degrees to 24.5 degrees in about 41,000 years. The larger the tilt, the more seasonal variation of incoming solar radiation. The third is the precession of Earth's axis. As Earth rotates on its axis, it wobbles like a spinning top. This wobble, known as the precession of Earth's axis, occurs in a cycle of about 26,000 years. Such rotation is caused by the tidal force of the Sun and Moon. In any combination of the Milankovitch cycle, the annual amount of solar energy reaching the surface does not change much. However, the seasonal mean solar energy can be very different. The seasonal change is closely related to the ice age. For example, if the seasonal variation is small, the winter will become relatively warm, increasing the amount of water vapor that can be contained in the air. As a result, there will be more snow on the poles. Also, the summer will be relatively cold, and snow melts less in summer. It will become an ice age. During the recent ice age, the climate is changing with 10,000 to 100,000 year period, which is consistent with the Milankovitch theory. However, this theory cannot explain the climate change on a relatively short timescale of several tens to thousands of years. Next is the solar energy and sunspots. If the intensity of solar energy reaching the Earth changes, it will directly affect the climate. Recent observations using satellites have shown that solar energy changes in several percents in several years. Even a small change in solar energy of about 0.5% over a century can lead to a large change in climate, such as the ice age. Changes in solar energy intensity can be inferred from the observation of sunspot number. Generally, when the number of sunspots increases, the solar activity is more active, and the intensity of solar energy increases. Sunspot variation has an 11-year cycle and shows decadal variation. During the period between 1645 and 1715, known as the Maunder minimum, very few sunspots were observed, and the global mean temperature was about 0.5 degrees Celsius below the long-term average. Number 2. Anthropogenic causes. Climate change resulting from human activities will be introduced. The impact of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases and the land surface changes by human activity will be examined. First, let's talk about carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. Although the amount of carbon dioxide is very small compared to nitrogen or oxygen, the role of this gas as a greenhouse gas is very important. Carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas that transmits the solar radiation and strongly absorbs infrared radiation from the Earth. Thus, it plays a major role in the warming of the lower atmosphere. From the Industrial Revolution, we have consumed huge amounts of fossil fuel. This consumption of fuel increases the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and leads to increase in the temperature of the troposphere by breaking the balance of radiation. Since forests can remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and supply oxygen in the atmosphere, deforestation also increases carbon dioxide. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, 16.1 million hectares of forests disappear globally every year. If the current increasing trend of atmospheric carbon dioxide level continues, the concentration of carbon dioxide is estimated to be double that before the Industrial Revolution by the end of the century. According to recent climate model simulation, the temperature is expected to rise by 1.5 to 2.5 degrees Celsius. In addition to carbon dioxide, the impact of methane, nitrous oxide, N2O, and CFC, chlorofluorocarbons, on climate change cannot be ignored. The amount of methane is much smaller than that of carbon dioxide, accounting for 1.7 ppm in the atmosphere. However, it is a 20 to 30 times more efficient greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. It is caused by the activity of anaerobic bacteria. It is more than doubled since 1800, mainly due to the increase in livestock and farmland due to population growth. There is a regional difference of increase in temperature by greenhouse gases. The temperature rise in the polar region is 2 to 3 times greater than the low latitudes. This is because snow and sea ice decrease and albedo is reduced. The amount of solar energy reaching the surface increases further, and the temperature rises further, causing a positive feedback. Let's learn the desertification and deforestation. The desertification was originally defined as an expansion of the desert area over a long period of time. Recently, desertification has been accelerated by human activities such as agricultural activities. Desertification increases the surface albedo, which may cause local temperature drop. However, surface evaporation will reduce, and the temperature will rise accordingly, and accelerate the desertification. The evapotranspiration is much larger in the forest than its surroundings. When deforestation occurs, the ecosystem will be destroyed, and the area will become drier. It is known that the surface temperature in the place where deforestation occurs increases about 3 degrees Celsius on average. The deforestation affects the global climate change by increasing the carbon dioxide. Chapter 3. Changes due to global warming. Number 1. Changes in water resources and agriculture. As the degree of global warming varies, the precipitation change varies from region to region. Changes in precipitation impact on the agricultural productivity by influencing the water resources. The reduction of precipitation leads to the serious problem resulting from the depletion of agricultural water. The increase in heavy precipitation can induce serious flooding events. According to the IPCC report, Korea is expected to experience water shortages due to the decrease in precipitation and increase of temperature in Korea. Due to the increase in temperature in Korea, the period and types of crop production are changing as well. The yield zones for barley, potato, garlic, peach, apple are gradually moving up to the north. Number 2. Sea level rise. As the temperature rises, the upper surface of the ocean is heated, and the water expands thermally. This expansion of water is the main cause of sea level rise. Moreover, as ice and snow melt in the Antarctic and Arctic, sea level rises. According to the IPCC report, sea level has risen about 10 to 25 centimeters over the last century, and this trend continues to increase. Because sea level rise is a prolonged process, it is difficult to detect. However, it can be gradually recognized through continuous erosion of coastal areas by storms or typhoons. Recent reports of coastal erosion around the world have also shown that sea level rise is faster than expected. According to the Korea Hydrographic and Oceanographic Agency, KOHA, the average sea level rise rate in Korea is 2.2 millimeters per year, the Yellow Sea 1.1 millimeters per year, South Sea 3.2 millimeters per year, East Sea 2.2 millimeters per year, vicinity of Jeju Island 4.9 millimeters per year. Number 3. New weather patterns. Many atmospheric scientists believe that the weather patterns will change as global warming continues. First, as the temperature of the oceans increases, the intensity of typhoons and storms will increase. Second, the circulation pattern will change. The distribution of precipitation will change accordingly. Third, heat wave and drought will occur frequently.